DTCC integrates Chainlink standards into 114T Collateral App Chain. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation is integrating Chainlink standards into its Collateral App Chain, opening a path for 24/7 collateral movement across the post-trade utility that settles roughly $114 trillion in securities annually. The plan was surfaced in a post from Cointelegraph on May 12, 2026. For an institution whose plumbing underpins most of U.S. capital markets, plugging into an Oracle network is a sharp departure from the batch-driven business hours rhythm that has defined collateral management for decades. The pieces being connected DTCC operates the Collateral App Chain as a permission blockchain layer for institutional collateral workflows. The new integration brings in Chainlink's cross-chain and data standards, which are already used by tokenized fund issuers to move net asset values, identity attestations, and proof-of-reserve data between chains. In practice, that lets DTCC's collateral records reference state from public networks and other private chains without each member having to build a bespoke bridge. Margin calls, collateral substitutions, and eligibility checks can be triggered by data feeds rather than overnight files. The headline number, $114 trillion in annualized settlement throughput, is what makes this more than another pilot. DTCC's National Securities Clearing Corporation and Fixed Income Clearing Corporation subsidiaries already touch the vast majority of U.S. equity and treasury settlement. Anchoring a fragment of that flow to Chainlink standards puts on-chain rails directly next to the most heavily used clearing infrastructure in the world. 24/7 collateral is the real story today. Collateral generally stops moving when markets close. A U.S. Treasury pledged against a derivatives position on Friday night cannot be substituted, revalued, or recalled until Monday morning. That mismatch has been one of the loudest arguments from tokenization advocates. Stablecoins and tokenized money market funds settle around the clock, but the collateral they post into traditional venues does not. A 24/7 collateral app chain changes that pattern in three ways. Tokenized treasuries and money market shares can be posted, revalued, and unposted at any hour, narrowing the funding gap between weekend volatility and Monday open. Eligibility schedules become programmable. A counterparty whose risk band changes overnight can be reflected without waiting for the next business day batch. Multi-jurisdiction collateral pools can be reconciled in near real time, reducing the trapped liquidity that currently sits idle across time zones. The Cointelegraph post frames this as a setup for 24/7 collateral workflows, and that language matters. It implies operational continuity rather than just a settlement experiment. The Chainlink side of the trade for Chainlink, getting standards adopted by DTCC, is the closest equivalent to a SWIFT-style endorsement that the protocol has received from U.S. capital markets infrastructure. The network has spent the last 2 years pitching its cross-chain interoperability protocol and proof-of-reserve feeds to banks running on permissioned ledgers. DTCC is a reference customer of a different order of magnitude. It also reinforces a pattern already visible elsewhere in capital markets. Last week, two BLRs in protocol TVL shifted from Layer 0 to Chainlink CCIP as issuers consolidated cross-chain transfers onto a single standard. Institutional collateral is a logical next layer once that interoperability piece is in place. Still unconfirmed, the current disclosure stops short of several details that will shape impact. The list of asset classes eligible to flow through the upgraded app chain has not been published. It is unclear whether tokenized treasury funds from issuers like BlackRock's Boodle or Franklin Templeton's Benji will be supported on day one or added later. The go-live date for the production environment and which DTCC member firms participate in the first wave are not specified. Until DTCC releases its own technical brief, treat the announcement as a directional commitment rather than a finished product. The integration of standards is not the same as live member-wide collateral movement. Reading it against today's market, crypto markets have largely shrugged off the news in the immediate window. As of May 12, 2026, BTC trades around $80,074, down 0.5% on the day. ETH at $2,284, down 1.7%, and XRP at 1.45, down 0.9%, with the Fear and Greed Index at 49, neutral. The Chainlink integration is a multi-quarter infrastructure story, not a near-term price catalyst. The longer arc is more relevant. If post-trade utilities normalize tokenized collateral, the addressable market for stablecoins, tokenized treasuries, and on-chain repo is no longer a research paper estimate. It is a budget line at the institutions that already clear U.S. securities.